All right, with that, let's head out to the Bryan Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Our buddy Adam Jardy covers the Buckeye basketball team for the Dispatch, and he joins us. Adam, James and I have, thanks for the time, bud. James and I kind of set an expectation of Sweet 16. And one of the things that we kind of feel is a narrative on this is probably the first time that Chris Holtmann has faced expectations at Ohio State. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's absolutely fair. When you think about the last two seasons under Holtmann, this is a team that has begun each year with no expectations. I mean, they have been about as far from the national radar as you could draw it up, and they've played their way into them, which makes you think that they're going to understand how to handle it in the right way. But this is a team that this season, I mean, they're ranked for the first time in 5 years to open the season. It's absolutely a Sweet 16 or bust type of season in my mind, because the talent level is there and the expectations are there.
Adam, when we like to kind of jump to conclusions based off one game, right? I mean, there's some of that with the matchups that were last night. You know, you try to gauge what the season will look like. What will we have here after watching the game tonight? What will we know much about this team, or how much? I mean, Coach Holtmann himself has said that this thing is fluid as far as the starting lineup. How much will we actually know about this team after watching the game tonight?
Well, I think we'll know at least a fair amount. When you look back on the Cincinnati game last year, the guys that played significant minutes in that game were the guys that they were going to lean on throughout the year. And so I think we'll have at least the minutes might change here and there, and lineups might change here and there. But I think we'll know, you know, what the 7-8, maybe 9-man rotation looks like for this team after tonight. I think we'll know how that weight transformation is really going to affect Caleb Wesson, because I think we'll be able to see what his game looks like with a new body type. I think we'll have an understanding for the pace that this team might be able to play with. And I think we'll get some glimpses of what some of these young kids are going to look like. But you're right. I mean, unless it's, I don't know, stepping in a big Michigan game for an injured legend, it is hard to draw conclusions from just one game like that. You're right.
Adam Jardy, the Dispatch, joining us on the Bryan Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. Adam, I'm pretty jacked up for DJ. I love a lead guard. I love a creator. I love a guy who can get his own. I like a guy who can get to the cup. I've heard incredible things about him. You've covered this, and you're closer to it certainly than I ever would be. What do you see in him? What type of player is he? Is there a guy you can compare him to that makes sense? Is my excitement justified?
It is justified. I've had people describe him to me as it's like, what are those, like a high twitch fibers or fast twitch fibers or whatever that's. Phrase is for, like, when you're just crazy explosive. He's like off the charts with that kind of stuff. And so there was a play in the exhibition last week where he had the ball like roughly half court. He saw an opening, took like two dribbles, exploded up the left side of the lane, and threw down a left-handed dunk that like made me like rise out of my seat a little bit, because I've not seen an Ohio State player have that kind of explosive capability in years. I mean, probably he's a different type of player, but probably since like D'Angelo, when you think about just a true explosive, exciting talent. That's who this guy is. I mean, I do a poll of the players every preseason for their votes on who's the best shooter, best dunker, and his teammates voted him the best dunker on this team. And he's a 6'3 guard. So there's a lot to like about him. He's going to bring a different style, different level of explosiveness to this team. But like I said, we just have not seen in quite some time.
So if you had to pick one of the J's, DJ or EJ, who has the better season?
Are we going to define better season by
impact
highs or biggest impact? I still like what I think EJ Liddell is going to bring down low, because I think it's going to be more consistent than DJ. I think there's going to be some highs and maybe some lows because he's going to have the ball in his hand so much and he is kind of flashy. So there'll be some turnovers. There might be some games where he doesn't shoot well, but I think EJ is probably the more polished, consistent scorer. And I think that they need another guy in the post that can take some of that weight off of Caleb and let him do some more things. I think you're going to see EJ get a high percentage shots, and he's just a very gifted natural scorer. So I'm giving the slight edge to EJ on that, even though I think that DJ is the more explosive and probably more exciting player.
Adam, Caleb Wesson, when I saw him last week in the exhibit, I mean, it's the first time I'd seen him. You know, you're around him all the time, but like he looks like a different human. And it appears that that seems to be a very, very good thing, I would think. And now potentially, and this is what you need, right, in college basketball, because it is very rare for these teams that are all one and dones to make these big, big splashes. They make the splash, but they don't result typically in national championships, and that's very rare. But what we seem to have here is a great recruiting class, and then with along with Wes and some other key veterans back, and if he has transformed his body and his game, well, now you've got the recipe for something pretty special. What have you seen from Caleb?
Yeah, he is as dialed in and as prepared and as ready for the season as I think probably anybody in the country. I mean, he is – that dude put in the effort. That dude put in the time. I mean, it was within a week of the offseason starting. He was in the gym at Woodward Park up here in Westerville just getting work done, working with his trainer. He immediately started dropping that weight. He was at 289 when the season ended. And by the time the summer rolled around, he had lost 34 pounds. He was down to 255 between the middle of March and the beginning of, like, June. Like, he put in the time. And we talked to him yesterday about it. He talked about how it's a lifestyle change. It's not just, okay, I'm going to diet, I'm going to, you know, do whatever. Like, this is something that you have to make these changes and stick with them. And he said, you know, when you see the payoff, it makes it easier to make drastic lifestyle changes like this. He's seen that payoff in practice, and he's going to see that payoff in games this year. I think the thing that's most interesting to me is, like, that dude is a leader on this team now. And there have been some bumps along the way and on his road at Ohio State, but that he is dialed in. He's focused on all the right things. I mean, I've gotten unanimously positive feedback on what he's done since the day last season ended. I think it's going to be a monster year for him.
So a lot of attention, obviously, on him and on the incoming freshman. But who's somebody maybe under the radar that you expect could be a difference maker for the squad?
Well, if you want to consider a guy like C.J. Walker under the radar, because I do think he's going to start most of the games probably at the point, and he will play with D.J. a lot. But C.J.'s a guy that he's not going to score 15 points a game. He's a above-average defender, and he's a really gritty, tenacious type of player. But he sat out last season after transferring from Florida State, and I think he's another one of those guys that on a team that has seven guys who are either freshmen or sophomores, they're looking for some older guys who have been through some battles, and he's been playing the ACC for 2 years. He knows what it takes to compete at this level. I really like what he'll bring just from a leadership standpoint, from a just someone that the team can lean on when things get tough. So I really like him, and I'm interested to see what we can see out of Luther Muhammad this year. When you think about his game, his season last year, and how he really started to kind of come into his own as an offensive player, and then the offense really trailed off, and then I feel like the defense kind of followed a little bit. I think he will he'll be more consistent this year all around, and he's one of their best defenders. If he can be a guy that, you know, instead of giving them 20 one night and three the next night, if he can just give them 10 a game and play the defense the way that we've seen him play, he could have a monster year too.
Adam, I'll get you out of here on this one. This is more of a big picture question in respect to Holtmann and the building of this program. And I mentioned earlier the idea of having veteran stars. Maybe not superstars, but stars paired with young kids. The other part of that is you've got to get the best kids in Ohio. Alonzo Gaffney, Michi Johnson coming down the road. These are two Cleveland kids who maybe Michi had the injury, but other than that, I think these are significant things. And to me, what Ohio State basketball ought to aspire to be is Michigan State. And what I mean by that is 1 or 2 4- and 5 stars that are paired with kids who decide to come back. That's the ideal program for me, and I think it's achievable at Ohio State. I'm led to believe that Holtmann is on the path towards that. Do you agree with that?
I do, because if you talk to him about program building, you talk about the guys that he has looked to and guys that he sort of models himself after, there's the cliche, you know, in college basketball, you want to get old and stay old, right?
Yep.
And a guy like Jay Wright at Villanova, the guy that consistently does that, and that's why Villanova is always so good. I mean, that's one of Holtmann's mentors. That's a great example of where they want this program to be and how they want to build it. So yeah, you're right. You need to get you in order to compete at a high level. You need elite players, and you need 4 or 5 star guys. You need players of that caliber. Ohio is going to have some of those in these next couple of recruiting classes. When you start looking down the road to 2021 and 2022, there is some elite talent in this state, and they will have to recruit really hard to get some of those guys in here. But on top of that, you need to make sure that you're retaining guys and you're bringing in those guys that maybe it's a lower 4-star kid, but he's going to be here for 3-4 years, and he's really going to be invested in the program. You need those types of players. They've got some of those in this 2020 class we'll be signing here in a few days. And I think that is the goal for Ohio State. That's where Chris Holtmann wants his program to be.
Adam, this was great. Great job on the beat. Always great talking to you, my friend. Thanks for your time.
Oh, it's always a blast, guys. Thanks so much.
That was a Ohio State Buckeye meat sandwich.
It was. That was
it's everything you need to know right there. I mean, I love this team, man. Great job out of Adam.
What's exciting is that you have all this influx of new talent, freshmen. We get excited about recruiting rankings, but it's CJ transferring over right now. He gets to play. It's Luther Muhammad who last year flashed at times, you know, really competitive guy. When I went to the game against Penn State, which we lost here at the Shot, one thing you notice is that he was one cat on the floor, just constantly competing, like ready to take on anybody. Like you could sense his energy. So like you said, there's a good mixture, I think, of guys who have experience. Maybe aren't superstars mixed in with young talent, energy, and it's a good balance. And we'll see what Holtman does, who's been a really good coach the last 2 years without expectations. We'll see how he does with expectations.